With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. Now, once again, joined by St. John's Prep Hockey Coach Christian Hansen. And, Coach, man, it's coming down to the wire. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Rick. Thank you. Yeah, the season just flies by. I can't believe we're in the last week already.
You know, I'm sure some of the days have been long and some of the weeks have been long and maybe the weekends. But, yeah, the damn weeks and months go by and years. But anyway, Coach, challenging games here, the last couple of games of the season. And we'll start off with the Reading game that I'll ask you about. But it's sort of the way you want it. I would think you want competition just before the tournament starts.
Yeah, we do both Reading and game tomorrow night against Franklin would be real difficult games. So we align them in the schedule intentionally to try to give us a little momentum going into the tournament.
All right, tell me about the Reading game, Coach, because, you know, you overmatched Bridgewater-Raynham in the game previous to that, but Reading ranked pretty highly in Division I. How'd that game go for you guys?
I mean, yeah, Reading is traditionally a hockey power, so, you know, we know anytime we match up with them, it's going to be a difficult game. There's also a lot of crossover with the kids. We have a couple Reading players on our team.
Ooh.
So it's kind of a personal rivalry. Johnny Tye and Ben McGilvery are both Reading players. So, you know, we have that aspect of it. But Reading comes to play. You know, they're not intimidated by us. And, you know, our last four meetings prior to yesterday were all one-goal games or ties.
All right. Now, I read Phil Stacey's article, and he sort of quoted you as saying you want to tighten things up a little bit or something along those lines. You outshot Reading by a wide margin. What do you need to work on? What do you want the kids to work on, Coach? At this point, is it just kind of just, I don't know, paying attention to detail or focus?
Yeah, I mean, at this point in the year, it's hard to change who you are. You know we have a pretty good team, but we're just trying to minimize our mistakes. I just feel like we are turning the puck over under pressure or not executing passes in really kind of key scoring areas. Those are things that in the tournament can come back to bite you. So we're trying to perfect our game right now.
Oh, that's quite a word. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. And so you got one day of practice as we record this on Tuesday. And coming up is Franklin. That's a home game for you guys?
It is a home game for us. We went down to Franklin last year and we beat them 3-2. So they're highly ranked this year. They're 16-4. So we know that tomorrow is going to be a really difficult game, and for us, it could mean the difference between the 1 and the 2 seed based on what the score is.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A 3-goal margin of victory is in terms of power rankings, gives you the max amount of points.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what we're going to need is a 3-goal victory to have a chance of catching CM for the 1 spot.
And who is CM playing?
They're playing Winchester.
Okay. Final thing I want to ask about, Coach, is on the prep Twitter site. Once again, it was your senior captain Jimmy Ayers was honored with the Derek Hines Fund helmet. So tell me about him one more time, please.
I mean, honestly, you have to love Jimmy Ayers. Multi-sport athlete, tremendous student, two-time lacrosse champion, one-time hockey champion, committed to Johns Hopkins, and one of the most humble kids you'll ever meet. So. That's the type of leaders we have on our team, and that's really been a big part of our success the past 2 years.
Final thought, Coach. I know that you got upset a couple of games ago when you lost to CM, and it was a hurtful loss. And at this point of the season, Coach, and as a former teacher myself, I can look back on these kids. There were some years when I couldn't wait for the school year to end. And then there were other years when I never wanted it to end because I wouldn't have these kids back. I'm sure you feel pretty much the way I did about the second part of this deal.
I couldn't agree more with that statement. You know, I've been here 16 years, and I did 7 at Salem High School. So that's a lot of years of coaching. And some years the season takes forever and things don't go your way. And years like this kind of just fly by. And you look at some of the special seniors you have, and it's a – certainly that level of disappointment knowing that now pretty soon, you know, their career is going to end and they're going to move on from us.
Yeah, but you also know that there are good things ahead for all these young men. So, you know, that's always something to hang your hat on. Coach, good luck on Wednesday, and we'll talk again soon prior to the tournament.
I appreciate it very much. Talk soon.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. That is St. John's Prep Coach Christian Hansen with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.